The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome to Munchkin Land, a game that celebrates the card game Munchkin and other games from Steve Jackson Games. Welcome back. Thank you for downloading and listening this week. We've got a lot more fun for you, this time in the form of the whole foo. We did the whole Munchkin before, right? We did the whole booty. And when we're talking about the whole, we're talking about all the expansion sets, all the add-ons for one particular set, one particular theme. This week, we're doing the whole Munchkin foo. So we've got what in here, Rob?
Think Munchkin Foo only has the one expansion, Monkey Business.
Okay.
So we've got Munchkin Foo and Munchkin Foo 2, Monkey Business.
Okay.
The big difference from Munchkin Foo, or from Munchkin Foo from the other Munchkins, is style, which fills a similar role to class, power, race, etc.
Mm-hmm.
You can only have one style unless the card says otherwise. And the horde monster for Munchkin Foo, other than the undead, which are horde monsters for the everything,
right,
are Hong Kong monsters, which
right.
They work just like the undead, except there are also Hong Kong items, such as the Hong Kong thong or the Hong Kong gong.
Or the Hong Kong bong, which I've got.
Or the Hong Kong bong, which can be given to any Hong Kong monster during combat as a single-use item and grants their normal bonus to the monster instead of the Munchkins.
Yep. We also have mooks, which are essentially sidekicks.
Right.
Although this week, I think we're going to do something a little different, if everyone will play along. Faster play rules from Steve Jackson Games. For a faster game, you can add a phase zero called Listen at the Door. At the start of your turn, draw a face-down door card, which you may play or not. Then arrange cards and kick open the door normally. So I'm guessing you put it into your hand?
Yeah, you just basically draw a door card.
Put it in your hand.
Yeah, do whatever you want with it normally.
Yeah.
And then kick down the door.
And then kick open the door. If you decide to loot the room, draw a face-down treasure, not a door. I think we're going to try it and see what happens.
Cool. Should we mention that this is my version?
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
And the version is old enough that it doesn't actually have a printed numbered edition on it.
1412 on it, but you're right.
That's probably the year it was made, yeah.
Yes, 1412. Although it does have
good
ads.
Good vintage.
It does have ads.
It has ads for Munchkin.
Munchkin Impossible.
That's how old it is.
And Munchkin Cthulhu.
It came out before Munchkin.
And Munchkin 2.
And Munchkin 2.
Or Munchkin Foo 2.
Monkey Foo. So much stuff going on in the Munchkin. All right. So, anybody got styles or classes or any of that good stuff yet? Rob, what you got to start off with?
I am a super ninja.
Ooh.
I have the ability Smoke Bomb. If I discard my whole hand, minimum of two cards, I can automatically run away without rolling the die. And I have Blinding Strike. In combat, I may discard two cards and roll a die. The result adds to your levels for that combat. I have a headgear of Cat Ears, which is a plus two bonus. May be worn along with any other headgear, but anything that takes one takes it all. And the plus two bonus Naginata of Ever-Growing Mastery.
Ooh. That's Rodrigo's favorite.
Yeah, whenever I kill a thing, it gets bigger.
Cool.
I am a samurai class, which gives me fast draw. So I have an extra plus two with every sword I use. The katana and wakizashi are swords. So is any other item a sword in its name. It also has gaining face. I go up an extra level. When I kill unaided a monster whose base level is at least twice of mine, my style is haikufu. If I lose a combat, I have 1 minute to make a poem, any poem, about my foe. If I succeed, I run away automatically. And I'm holding the cleaver of cleaving, which is +4 bonus, two hands.
Cool.
I'm coming in with dual wielding. I have a Sigh of Spleen Mangling, which is a +2 bonus, not usable by monks. And a Yang Fang, which is usable by male players only. It's a +4 bonus. And I also have a Lucky Cricket, which gives me a +3 bonus.
Excellent. Well, I've got a style, and that is Iron Hand Kung Fu, +3 bonus per empty hand. And right now I have nothing in my hand, so I got a +6.
Nice.
And then I'm wearing a walk on my head, because why not? I like to walk on the wild side, with a +1 bonus for that.
Did you really?
Yes. Yes,
that
I did.
That was awesome. I applaud you. Some groan. I validate.
We can't remember who won Rob's Big Booty, so we're going to let Rob go first, because nobody wants to touch Rob's Big Booty.
Except Rob.
Hey, you wanna dial yourself down to one?
Oh,
there?
Yeah, sorry. Sorry there. Oh, I thought the Walk on the Wild side was worthy of at least two levels, right?
Okay, so the new rule that we're playing with is I get
just
draw
it.
A door card right away.
Yep, that's a phase zero. You can play it or do whatever.
Monk, years of training. I may have two styles at once. Meditation. Some cards give monsters a level bonus. In combat, any player may play such cards on you to give you that one-time bonus. Oh, that's spiffy. And then I'll kick down the door.
I would like to... Oh, no. Keep going.
To find Hi-Ho, a level one evil dwarf. He attacks by kicking you in the shins. You do not count any bonuses from armor or headgear. Good thing I've got a Naginata. Bad stuff is he runs my shoes. I lose my foot gear. Grabs my shoes and run.
Do you have shoes?
I do not have shoes.
Oh, okay.
So, 3, 2, 1. Deadified?
Dead.
I guess so.
Deaded the dwarf. He's deady the dwarf now. That was terrible. Yep. I have a mook. My thug hireling. She helps me in combat and can improve with time. Any card that gives bonuses to levels to monsters can be played to add levels to a mook. And we'll stay with her. Limit one card per mook. That's nifty. You can go.
Okay. I'd just like to say, first off, before we start this new form of playing Munchkin, that
I've
barely mastered the rules of Munchkin before this, but we can retroactively say, I just meant to be playing this style since I always looted the room for treasures instead of doors.
No, because you were never actually drawing the door card to start with.
That's true, too.
But I was doing half of it. So,
you were on both parts.
Well.
Wrong no matter what.
Okay, so I drew that. Now I kick down the door?
Yes.
This is so weird. Okay, door kick. Level 7, Monster Gaki. It eats monsters. Show your hand and discard any monsters you are holding. Anyone may play any card to help a Gaki, but no monsters can join the Monster Gaki in the combat under any circumstances. Any card that, you know. Well, here, I have to reveal my whole hand.
Yep. Show your hand.
Show your hand.
Discard any monsters.
Do you have any monsters? You got to discard them.
I have two.
Oh, some Gakis.
Oh,
the
no.
Sex Gaki and the Card Gaki. Those are all.
I can't see that far, so it doesn't matter.
The Good. Sex Gaki is...
Yeah.
And so what, do you have to fight against
bye.
Those two as well?
No,
just discard them.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Can I steal
bye
a
bye.
Yes, please. Thank yous.
So if somebody helps Zach, do they have to do the same thing?
Yeah, I think so. I would say yes.
Oh, man.
You're on your own, Zach.
No one's going to help me now.
What is it, a level one monster?
Level 7.
Oh.
What's the bad stuff?
Bad stuff is you are not a monster. You're a munchkin. It burps and leaves you alone. Ha!
I will help you for one of the treasures.
Fantastic. For one of the treasures? What do I
have?
I only
have
five right now.
I have seven. I have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 myself.
Does anyone else want to help? Have an offer?
Nope.
Oh. Well, Rob, I will accept your help.
Yay!
Do you have any monsters in your hand?
I do have a monster in my hand. The Tsuchigumo.
Bye, Tsuchigumo.
Goodbye, Tsuchigumo.
So I have 5, you have 9.
Mm-hmm.
That makes 14.
That does make 14.
That makes us winning.
Does make us winning.
Anyone? 3, 2, 1.
Winning.
Woo, level 2.
Ooh, I wonder if there's any tiger blood in here. That would be
silk
appropriate.
Armor. So awesome.
And go up a level. Tiger blood.
I'm going to take the gold level.
I will wear my silk armor then.
Level 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, one.
You have any foot gear there, Zach?
I do not.
Okay, here's a trap. You stepped on some caltrops and lost a level.
Ha! Aw. Steven.
Sorry.
Steven.
You got too far ahead.
Yes.
One level.
Flew too close to the sun, young Zach. Wait.
That's a bad Icarus.
Oh, wait. I'm going to play this. Wishing green.
Ding.
Ding. Well played, Zach.
Kinda. Just delayed. Okay, I'm done.
All right. I'm going to listen at the door.
He's learning the game slowly.
Sure he is. When he's my age, he'll almost be there.
When I'm your age, I will have won 4 games.
One every decade.
And then I'll kick down the door. Hiya. Level 13, Hong Kong Throng. Let's see. -2 versus ninja. Bad stuff. Lose as many cards or levels, your choice, as you rolled on your attempt to escape. If you reroll this die, it counts as a new escape attempt.
No, man.
Let's see. I'm at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Do you need help?
Yes.
One treasure.
I've got 8 that I can help you out with.
I have 12.
I have 7.
And I give it -2 because I'm a ninja.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I only need 3 or 4, technically.
I've got 6, 7, 8.
I've got 7.
Any of us are capable of beating it with you.
How many treasures do you get?
3.
I'll take 1.
I'll get help from Steven.
All right.
Anybody doing anything?
Nope.
3, 2, 1.
Pow. Hiya. Oh, I like that.
I'll go up a level and get 3 treasures. 1, 2, 3. 2 of which are go up a level cards.
Yowzas. Ooh, can I have go up a level card since I didn't get anything out of that? Yay. Fulfill the ancient prophecy. Go up a level. Level 2.
And then my kung fu will be superior.
Is he pulling a sword from a stone in that
yes,
picture?
He is.
Go up a level.
Is that remotely an Asian prophecy?
Maybe.
Well, when you it is remotely an Asian prophecy in that England is very remote from Asia. Then I will take a gift from the ancestors. Draw 3 more treasure cards immediately. They are face down. If you drew this card face down, otherwise they are face up. And I did draw it face down.
Very nice.
Wow.
I'm going to wear some 5-year toenails, not usable by ninja. Though fearsome, they slow your movement. -1 to run away. Then I'm going to carry around some ebony nunchucks. Ebony nunchucks delivering typhoon of blows. And also 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Also going to carry around a +3 auspicious ivory gutting hook. Actually, I might just trade that all in for levels.
Might as well. I think that's why they want you to have extra treasures and bonuses.
Yeah. That's probably why.
So you can do such things.
That and so you can load yourself out with all your equipment all as quickly as possible.
Yep. So that you are unstoppable.
That's perfect.
Yes.
I'm gonna pretend none of that happened.
Too bad.
Mortal Kombat.
I'm gonna switch out my Psy of Spleen Mangling.
Theme song.
Or do you mind? I'm trying to go through my turns.
Oh, apparently not.
If you don't mind.
I'm gonna continue.
I'm gonna sell My sigh of spleen mangling
stuck in my head for a while.
And my auspicious ivory gutting hook.
Wow, for 1,000?
Which gets me to exactly 1,000.
Wow.
Bam.
To get to level 5.
This is insane.
And then I'll let the GM show me his karate moves to go up to level 6.
Was every card you were dealt at the beginning of the game
nothing
like,
but awesome,
awesome
cards?
No.
Oh. You just weeded it out.
Look at the fistful of door cards he has.
But I have... yes.
That would be the Western Munchkin.
Fistful of door cards. Nice.
Very nice.
All right, then. I'm going to listen at the door.
They need to contact us to pick that up.
And then I'm going to...
the next good
kick down the door.
Munchkin expansion.
Level 3 Clay Warrior. He is undead.
Ooh.
Team Guardian animated by the spirit of the ancient hero. -1 against monks. Bad stuff. He likes your hat. You lose your headgear. Oh, no. He's a level 3. I am beating him.
I'll help.
You are?
I don't need any help.
But I will.
That's okay.
You are.
Okay.
Okay.
In 3, 2, pow, dead clay warrior. Treasure for me.
Level for you.
And a level for me.
You're welcome.
And I will hold on to my no-no kimono. Because it's usable by female players only. Which, let's see. Yep. Usable by female players only. That doesn't mean that you, if your character changes sex, right?
That's exactly what it means.
Yeah.
Yeah. You start out with the gender that you are.
Yep.
And then you can have cards played on you to change your gender or your sex, this says, but...
All right.
Like this.
I am done.
Oh, no, Rob.
Oh, what a great segue.
Yang Unbalancer, your sex has changed. Neg 5 to your next combat due to distraction. After that, there is no further penalty. However, your change is permanent. Spivvy.
That was like the best segue ever.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
What are you going to trade me for my no-no kimono?
A loaded die?
Wow.
Sure.
Bam. Silk armor and a no-no kimono.
Nice.
Because they can't be worn together.
Look at the door.
Listen at the door. Which I actually kind of like, listen at the door. It's kind of like the detectives whatever the class is in one of them
in
where you get a
inspector
from Cthulhu.
Yeah, yeah, where you can peek. Yeah.
Investigator.
Investigator. I was close.
Yeah, yeah.
Door. Kick. Bam.
I'm sure that's what the German version of Cthulhu is.
What'd you get?
Injured doing dumb stunt. Sounds like, Rob. If you draw this card face up, you lose a level immediately. If you draw it face down, you can play it on anyone at any time like a trap, but cards that stop traps have no effect on this one.
Wah, wah.
That's rough.
That's okay. I still be sexy.
There's always that.
Chinese feud to go. Play during your turn instead of looking for trouble. Bring back the top monster in the discard stack and fight it. Clay Warrior. Tomb Guardian, animated by the spirit of an ancient hero. Neg 1 against monks, so it's a level 2. Anybody want to throw any undead down here?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
A level 16 vampire, hopping vampire.
Boof. Neg 3 against Yakuza. Will not pursue anyone of level 3 or below except samurai. Okay.
Are you a samurai?
No, no,
you're
not
a monk
samurai.
Ninja.
4, 5, 6, 7,
I figured I might as well use the undead component now.
Plus 8 is 12. Mm-hmm. 13, 14, 15. Minus 5 is 10. I need 10 to beat it. You don't have 10, do you?
Nope.
That's the bad stuff.
I've got 10.
It likes my hat, lose my headgear.
You know, I really can't... it won't pursue, the vampire won't pursue anybody of level 3 or below, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to risk losing 3 levels to that vampire.
I'll help you. I've got 10. Although, can I do that after I've already played that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got 10 exactly, Rob.
Okay. I think in this game we've literally played monsters on ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Like, at least...
I have.
Yeah,
a few
least,
times.
Like, yeah, a couple times. I know I've won at least once played a monster on myself to get me that winning level.
But I want 2 treasures out of it.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have exactly 10?
I have exactly 10. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Why, do you need more?
No, I need 10.
All right.
Just the fact that it's exactly 10 worries me.
Nah.
Did you calculate the
minus 5, yeah.
I have 15. Minus 5 is 10.
Gotcha. So you guys are beating it by one?
We are beating it by one.
You guys are both very low level and just...
Awesome.
Aha, two treasures for me.
I get three levels.
Oh, three levels out of the deal? That's all right.
Two levels from the vampire.
Cool.
Five treasures come out. One, two, three, four, five. I'll go ahead and definitely take these two.
Oh, dang it.
You can have these two.
All right.
And I'll take the take off 5 years for training.
And I'm going to go up another level. Put on I won the tournament. Woohoo!
Spiffy. Ninja mask. And my ninja climbing shoes. My ninja mask is a +4 bonus usable by ninja only. They can be worn with other headgear, but anything that makes headgear takes all of it. And the ninja shoes are a +2 bonus that also give a +1 to run away. That can also only be used by ninjas. Oh, and I killed two monsters.
So your Naginata goes up to
so
four.
So my Naginata goes up by two to four. Go!
I listen to
Is that
to
four or
the
six?
Door.
That is six total. There's four tokens.
All right. Now I kick up there. Pah. Level two, Fox Spirit. If you have Fox Kung Fu, you have a +4 defeat the speeder. Bad stuff. Go through the discards until you find a trap that can take a card or level from you. You get no defense. If you find no trap that can affect you, you may sneer at the Fox Spirit and go on. It's at level 2. I currently have 7.
Who wants to screw Zach over?
Do I want to do that?
Totally.
If you do, he'd get hit pretty hard, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, probably.
And how much are you beating it by?
At least one
five.
Down a level.
Oh,
curse
you're beating it by
around.
5?
I am.
That was not a trap.
That's not a Hong Kong monster at all, is it?
No, it is a fox spirit.
No, I don't think. It's not a demon, is it?
Nope.
No.
Nope. Just Nor is it undead.
Just a blue little spirit.
Yeah. Because it's not the spirit of a dead fox. It's just a animistic fox spirit.
He's a trickster. Watch out, Zach.
Anyone else?
I guess I won't screw
I'll
with
help
you this time.
No. Three, okay. Two, one.
Those are some special effects.
Dead fox spirit. Level
that's the
four.
The audience can't see us like lifting and lowering Zach on wire work for this game of Munchkin.
I think that's my favorite level up card in the set. Or no, it's a style, wire foo.
Yeah.
It's like a +5 bonus too.
I'm a level 4.
Oh, almost
so
level 4.
Everybody except for Rodrigo is level 4.
Mm-hmm. So you get a discard if you have more than 5.
I don't. I'm just making sure I have everything I need to do. And I do. So I'm done.
Okay. I am going to... listen at the door. And then... go looking for trouble.
Dun dun dun.
Against Long Tongue. The drooling demon. -2 against ninjas who don't mind a little drool. Bad stuff. You know when you're licked. Lose all your styles.
Oh no.
Right now it is at 8. I'm at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. So I'm beating it by 11.
I've got nothing to defeat you. Or screw you, or mess around with you, or any of those kind of to you things.
Me either.
Tea ceremony!
Veteran combat cancels any one card in play with the letter T in its title. That card is discarded without effect. If it was the only monster in the combat is over, but neither the player nor his helper get treasure, levels, or any other reward.
Way to go, Rob.
Ding, 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 ding.
But that sounded negative.
Way to go, Rob.
It was like, I thought you would actually appreciate
negative.
That one.
It's hard to appreciate anything you
that
do
Rob
bad.
Does.
Oh. Oh, yeah. to anyone else, because then it's like, oh, well, this means he has a better chance of winning.
Yeah.
And that makes me sad in my heart.
Actually,
it makes my soul very dark.
This is I'll give you what I consider to be a little bit of Munchkin theory.
Okay.
This works out really well for you specifically, because that's, I don't get a level.
Right.
And that's Rob expending one of his resources on
me. Exactly. Good job, Rob.
You can go.
Hey, that one actually sounded almost sincere.
Yeah. True sincerity almost. Would be impossible.
True.
And I... What? I find a level one street beggar. Maybe dangerous foe in disguise. Better whack him just to be sure. Bad stuff. Drop a card as you flee in humiliating defeat. The person to your right chooses randomly from your hand.
Is that how that's actually... Like, you can... Fight the monster you drew off the door? Yeah. Do you have to kick down the door?
No, you don't have to kick down the door.
Oh, no, you have to kick down the door.
No. It doesn't say that. It says here.
Yes, it does.
It says here, at the start of your turn, draw a face-down card, which you may play or not. Then arrange cards and kick open the door normally. If you loot the room, draw a face-down treasure, not a door.
Yeah, but I can't just play a monster right now and fight it.
Right.
At the start of your turn, draw a face-down door card, which you may play or not.
Right.
Which you may play.
Yeah. Normally as a card, like you can put down equipment and stuff. You can't play a monster whenever.
True.
To fight it. Like I can't fight a monster right now in the middle of Steven's turn.
True.
Like I'm saying.
No, but I listen at the door and I play the card.
You draw the card and you can play like equipment and bonuses and stuff.
No, it doesn't say that.
You can't fight a monster unless you kick down the door and find the monster or go looking for trouble.
If that's how you read that, because I don't.
I think Rodrigo's right. I think that's the intent of the rule.
I think Steve is right.
I think the way you were like...
Well, Steve Jackson Games, you tell us.
Yes.
Kick down the door. Kung
Men
Fu
in
aliens.
Black.
Oh, well, there you go.
Not that bad.
Yeah, no.
You got this.
I've got this.
See, and you still have your level one duder for if you go looking for trouble ever.
And you can kill aliens now.
Yeah, who doesn't want to kill aliens?
Why are there aliens?
Why not?
They're Kung Fu aliens.
Yeah.
Oh, so we can have anything in this set as long as you say it's Kung Fu.
Pretty much.
Kung Fu Cowboys.
Yep.
Aren't Kung Fu aliens...
Kung Fu
weren't
kangaroos.
Weren't they actually a trope in, like, some stuff?
Well, seeing as how in, like, Hong Kong action movies, everything knows Kung Fu, if there's any movie that has aliens in it, they will almost certainly know Kung Fu.
3-2-1.
Yeah, you killed.
Yeah. Dead. Two treasures. And a level.
And a rebel.
Was this the third set of Munchkin?
Foo?
Yeah. Was it regular, then star, then Foo?
Bites might have been before Foo.
Mm. How come Kovalik didn't do this art? I'm just really
confused. He did. This is his art.
You sure?
Yeah.
On the back of the box, it didn't say his name. It says Greg Hyland.
Oh, well, maybe not. I'm going to get rid of my Hong Kong bong and some Fists of Fear of Furry.
I guess it's not the same four characters, so...
Mm. And go up another level.
I think you might be right, Zach.
And it's not signed. He always signs his cards.
Well done.
Well.
I might not be good at the game, but I pay attention to the art, I guess.
There you go. I'm done.
All right. I only paid attention to the first part of that sentence.
Listen to the door.
Hmm.
Door kick down, bam style. Fee fi fo foo. You fight with the strength of a giant and talk with a burly borsch. I can't do a doctor girlfriend. I'm gonna go looking for trouble.
I don't know what that meant.
Doctor, I'm a female right now, and doctor girlfriend has a very deep voice.
Okay.
She talks like really, this.
Yes.
Wow. Yes, that means.
I'm going to go looking for trouble and fight the Mugu Pan guy.
I figured that you were a Venture Brothers type person, Zach.
Never watched it.
You're a terrible person.
I think I've been told that twice tonight already.
Mm.
It's about average, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, to be fair, Steven's kids say that to everyone.
Even me.
Especially him.
His only weapon is... Huh?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
His only weapon is a huge dish of ground meat, but his style is strong.
What level is he?
4.
And you're beating it by how much?
A bucket.
A bajillion.
Okay. Well, this is the faster rule games. Let's
see. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Yeah, yeah, 15, yeah.
19.
Unless it's undead, it's not doing blah, anything. Blah, blah, or yeah. Hong Kong something.
Deaded.
I think Rob has more cards than Steven, Rodrigo, and I combined at the moment.
There's a probably distinct 1, 2, 3, possibility 4, 5, of that.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yep. Against our 1, 2,
9,
6, 7, 9. You went up one level on all that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go.
Listening. I think I'm going to change my style.
Wait. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to change it to Phone Foo.
I like Phone Foo.
Gives me a +2 bonus. You know how yep, yep. You know how to call for help. Anyone who helps gets an extra face-up treasure if you win.
Ooh. Hey, all right. I'll help you, Zach.
Well, there's nothing to do yet.
Be in combat.
Kick open the door.
Yet. I'll help you, Zach.
Stunt Devil. Another monster appears of the same level and with all the same monster enhancers. If the monsters are defeated, draw treasures for each and go up levels for each.
That is a fun card. To have.
Now are you going to loot the room, Zach?
Are you going to do it
the
right way?
Trouble. Nope. I'm going to loot the room. And that means I'm going to grab a treasure
That's
card.
Right.
Treasure card.
And why are you grabbing a treasure card?
Because the rules say that.
For a change? He's actually doing it right?
He knows that, but he doesn't know Venture Brothers.
Oh, that little song he just did? That song is in everything. And the more racist it is, the more likely you are to find it.
I'm going to sell some freaking items to get some freaking gold.
Since I'm a giant and a woman, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Am I an Amazonian ninja?
Sure.
Why not?
Yes. You can be whatever you want to be.
Selling
Zach.
3 items. That's Rob talking. 3 items for 1,200 gold to go up to level 5.
You can still be whatever you want to be, Zach.
Oh, thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
Hong Kong Pong.
Done.
Ah, listen to the door. And kick down the door. Yakuza, Friends in Low Places. Oh, this is a class. You may discard 3 cards at any time, even during combat, to take the top monster from the discard pile. Pay off, draw a face down door card each time you kill or help to kill a monster. Ha ha ha. Okay. Now I'm going to go looking for trouble. Against a little bunny foo-foo. Level 5. So cute. +5 against females. Bad stuff. You take off your armor to hug it. Lose your armor. Right now I am beating it by a lot.
I'll help you.
I'm beating it by 14.
I'll help you.
How many treasures?
2.
You can have all the treasures.
Oh, thanks.
That's a cute looking bunny.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll make it a little baby bunny. I'll throw that on. Even though you'll win, but
Reduces the foe to infant size. -5 to any monster except undead demons or gaki, minimum level 1. And reduces treasure by 1, minimum of 1, usable once only.
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay. So he'll get a level out of it, but only 1 treasure.
Yep. 3, 2, 1. I defeat the tiniest bunny.
Way to go, you monster.
Woo. Or whatever. You're about to beat up an old guy.
Old guy, cute little bunny.
Go up a
level. I'd kill the old guy.
So I just came up with an idea that'd make it a speed treasure. Munchkin even funner.
More fun?
Yeah. Sure, whatever. Right. You know, in chess, when you do speed chess, you know, the little buzzers. So you get, each person has one of those, and you slap it when it starts and it's going, and then by the time you fight a monster, you slap it again, and wherever the needle stops, you get a bonus. That'd be fun. Like the clock is divided into sections.
Right, right.
And so depending on how long it takes, but you have to like rewind it every time, so it just progressively gets lower.
Well, it goes around.
Right, I know.
Eventually, it would come back around to the higher numbers.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how clocks work.
You got to work on that one, Zach.
I'll work on it tomorrow.
Right.
I'll think about it.
That's a good brainstorming session.
No, I think if you did that, you get a penalty against you the longer you take in combat. Not a bonus, but a penalty.
There we go.
Well, but then people could be like, well, I'm going to throw something here.
Yeah, but that's still tick, tick, tick,
or
tick,
just
tick, tick.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you could penalize someone by going, well, I might throw something in, and then not because they're at a minus 10 because it took them that long to do it.
It has to be like your turn leading up to the fight, I think.
You start your turn.
Yeah.
And you hit the buzzer as soon as you end up in the fight.
Boom.
And then people can do whatever they want after that.
I think we already make enough mistakes as it is.
No,
I think putting a timer on it would
be
problematic.
Enough mistakes.
Did you go up a level already?
Yes.
Are you done?
Yes.
I'm going to listen at the door.
Okay.
Then I'm gonna.
I think that's why Zach wanted it
down
as a bonus to start with, is because
find a level 14 style Gaki.
It eats your style.
It eats your combat skills, style bonuses, and useless against this Gaki.
Oh, that's not good.
Nope. Anyone may play any card to help a Gaki. Any card that does not normally help monsters is worth +2 to a Gaki.
I'll help you.
Let's see. Style bonuses are useless, so I'm at 7 against its 14.
I've got 11.
18, 19, 20. 6, 7, 8. I'm at 28 without my style. I will help you for one treasure.
I'll help you for one treasure. And this way Rob's Naginata doesn't go up.
I'll help you. I only have 9 without my style, though, so you might want to take Rodrigo.
I will take Rodrigo's help for one treasure.
I thought you might do this.
It's okay. Go ahead. 3, 2, 1.
I don't have anything.
Smashed. All right. So, 4 treasures. +4 kamikaze headband. +2 resplendent brass kidney splitter. One-handed item. Throwing stars, +5 to either side in combat. And director's cut with extra bonus scenes go up a level. Well, how about this?
Give him the headband. He can't use it.
I can use it, though.
True.
I'm going to go...
But you can use all the other things.
This and this and give you those two. Will that work?
Thanks.
I'm going to keep the director's cut, go up one more level, and then I'm going to swap in my kamikaze headband, drop out my walk, and...
Just 1 second before you go on.
Yes?
I'm going to draw my door.
Oh, yeah.
My mob payoff.
Right.
We're falling behind here, Zach.
Yeah.
And I'm done.
A little more than
they are really far ahead.
And I'm done.
I'm gonna listen at the door. Oh, that was empty. I'm gonna kick down the door. Trained by a master, +10 to level of monster. Ooh, yay.
Ooh.
I'm gonna go looking for trouble. King Cobra, level 10.
Level 10, you say?
I would say it's not big enough, but it's not a mighty King Cobra.
Right. Yeah.
A monk can choose to walk peacefully past the King Cobra without combat.
That's cute.
Not that I want to do that right now.
Right.
Because...
And so how much are you beating it by?
I guess if you were like at a really high level and you didn't want to discard to other players, you could play it, walk past it, and then not have to discard.
I'm beating it by 23.
Wow, that's
a Hong Kong monster, right? Oh, no.
It's a King Cobra.
It's a King Cobra.
Yeah, no, I got nothing here.
Okay. Also, if you guys actually managed to get it high enough to beat me, I would just walk away.
True.
Oh, really?
A monk can choose to walk peacefully past.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Right.
So, yes, really.
I thought you meant walk away from the game because it would be so awesome to get that many bonuses against you.
That would be damned impressive.
Drop the mic.
Gilded, dreaded cobra, three treasures. One, two, three. Level.
Nagi.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to invite that cobra over.
Ooh. Oh, Yakuza?
Yep.
I'm going to get a tiger tattoo. If I have this tattoo, I automatically defeat the tiger ghost.
Cool.
Yeah. And I'm going to put the strangling cord of eternal friendship on the board. But not equip it, because, you know, it's 3 to my 8 from the Naginaga.
Right.
Naginata is dumb.
Yeah, that's basically how I won the last time I played Fu.
With
well,
clown.
Maybe not the last time, but when we played just straight up Fu. Because I don't think I won my...
Your clown samurai didn't win, did he?
No, I did. I did win that one, but I didn't win the Bites Fu mix. I don't think I won that one. And if I did, I didn't win it that way.
Go ahead.
Done?
Dunskies.
I'm going to play Bad Feng Shui. The arrangement of the cards on the table is not auspicious. You may correct it by exchanging any card you have in play with any card that anyone else has in play, as long as the new cards are legal in their new positions. You may do this at any time except during combat. I'm going to take your Naginata, Rob.
I figured.
Have my cleaver.
Good one, Zach.
Man, as soon as that dropped.
Did you get a little sweaty to Rodrigo?
Oh, no. I knew what he was going to take. Oh, okay, no, that's not true. I knew what the right move was.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to listen to the door now.
And we have to assume Zach's been learning something over the last few years.
Yeah. Correct.
Mostly from Rob.
You have to assume. Now I will kick open the door. Level 12, Hong Kong Gong. Hong Kong Kong. Plus 4 against Samurai. Ah, dang it.
Throw in all your Hong Kong stuff.
Bad stuff. They steal your weapons. Lose all items that require hands.
Oh,
poop.
Oh, this would be a great way to get rid of the Naginata for good.
They have... They're at 16, and I'm at 8, 10, 15.
Oh, man, Zach.
Oh, the things.
You deserve this.
Oh, Zach, and I bet you didn't bring your sack of Zach with you, did you?
No, I did. At least I think I did.
I always carry my sack of Zach with me, Mr. Schleicher. Always prepared. The Boy Scouts taught me that.
It apparently hasn't dropped, though.
There's the sack. Who wants to help me? Anyone?
No.
Crickets.
Wow.
I wanna see if the Naginata goes away.
What if I go 2 treasures?
No.
3
crickets,
treasures?
No.
Crickets.
Oh my.
That thing is dangerous.
Horrible.
You just kinda scrunch yourself over on this one.
Alright.
He may well run away.
Apocalypse die.
He might.
No, he won't.
Man. Just so many things. So many things. Okay, I'm running away. Do I have anything extra that gives me a bonus run away? Wait a second. Steven.
Yes.
Trap.
Mm-hmm.
Generosity potion.
Your lowest level rival.
Hi.
May choose one of your items and take it.
That's me. Can I have your loaded die, please?
Roll randomly in case of a tie.
Nope, I'm level 5.
Dang it.
Thank you. I roll to run away. Ha! I do.
Nice.
That was...
Good job, Zach.
Yeah, that was actually rather...
The only thing that may have been smarter than that is to try to steal something from Steven that would have actually allowed you to beat them.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Like, maybe my Hong
Kong
song
would have been like,
was a plus 4 against any Hong Kong monster.
But then it just would have been like... Choo, 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 cards
that
all
could
over
have,
me.
That could have happened.
could have happened.
Could have.
Probably would have.
Probably would have, let's be honest.
No, you're right.
Okay.
That was a good calculated move.
Go up your level. No, I don't go up. I just ran away.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
He just stole the item that made sure he could run away.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Okay. Well, listen to the door.
Oh, that would have been clever. Oh, well.
And then I'm going to... I'm going to learn a style. Kung Fu. The special Hong Kong power is useless against you. If you fight a Hong Kong monster, no one but you may play other Hong Kong cards to help it.
Wow.
Because I have mastered the Kong style. And then I will... kick down the door. Level 10. Ah, Choo. He attacks with ninja sneezing powder. Ninjas are prepared, so he's at a -4 against them. Bad stuff. Sneeze your hat off. Lose your headgear and one level. Right now... I am beating it by... beating. I'm beating it by 10. Anybody gonna do anything?
Nope.
Three, two.
It's not an undead guy.
It is not.
It's not in Hong Kong. Things don't affect you.
Correct. But and you couldn't play it anyway unless you had that wandering monster type deal.
You're beating it by 10, you say.
Yep.
It's not a demon, right?
No.
Okay.
It appears to be some kind of little ninja guy.
All right.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Crunch. Go up a level. 3 treasures. 1, 2, 3. And my mob payoff of a door. And I'm probably going to play some stuff here. So hang on a second. While I organize.
Zach's a level 5.
Yep.
I'm going to play some Pearls of Wisdom. And generate some Wanton Destruction to go up a level.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Rodrigo's at level 9.
Putting me at level 9.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Turnover.
Listen at the door.
Yeah. Wanton. No, it's all on the floor now. Oh, yeah. They serve the turnovers after the wanton destruction.
Nice. I'm going to be
a ninja.
Welcome to the clan.
Is that any different than usual?
I'm going to go. Kick open the door. Oh, no. I'm scared out of my shoes. Lose my foot gear. Wah, wah.
Bummer. Okay. Are you going to go beat up an old man?
I am going to go beat up an old man. Well, let's see. So many choices.
Let me make my life decisions.
So many choices. probably not a best choice, but I'm going to go against a level 2 no way. The surfer
no
demon.
Way.
Your items do not help against him fight with your level and your style. So I take out my +4, and I'm sitting at 14 against a level 2. Anyone?
Yeah, you're good.
3, 2, 1, pow, level 9, 1 treasure. Turn over.
All right. Listen at the door. Okay. I'm going to switch out the cleaver cleaving for the strangling cord of eternal friendship. And then I'm going to sell off my cleaver, my poison chopsticks, and my tofu tonfa for an even 1,000 gold. Putting me at level 7.
Then you will play 2 go for level cards.
Then I will kick
and
down
then
the
you
door.
You will play a monster.
To fight Big Eyes, Small Mouth.
Wow.
I will play subtitles.
Yep.
All your baser belong to us. I go up a level.
Hey, it's Chinese.
I'll take off 5 years for training.
Yeah.
Oh,
go
Rob.
Up a level.
There's that normal Rob move.
Okay.
5 years later, I'm going to come back and kick a mouse in the butt.
What level is it?
1.
And how much are you beating it by?
A bucket.
Well, I need to know.
We need
I'm
to
working
know.
On that. 11, 16, 17, 18, 19, 21, 5, 9, 31, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm at 35 to its 1.
Well, here, now it's a plus 2 because I'm going to throw in a Hong Kong song, and I might as well throw in some firecrackers for another plus 3.
Okay.
So it is now a what?
6.
It's now 6 against
my
35. 35.
Trap, lose the armor I am wearing.
Trap, lose the armor you're wearing. Oh, no.
Okay. So I'm down 6, putting me down to 29. And it gets another 8, 9, 10, 13, 14 to my 29. So I've still got it by 15.
Zach?
I will play a wandering monster card.
You cannot.
Oh, I can't because this wouldn't matter anyways.
Well, if I'm currently using this weapon, the foe cannot cry out for help. Wandering monsters or Hong Kong cards cannot be played to aid the monster.
Well, I couldn't because if I played it would just run away anyways.
Oh, boo.
Can I see your class, Steven?
My class, my ninja class.
I can run away automatically. Or I can discard cards to gain a dice.
Or you can be a rob and just win the freaking game.
I'll play stunt double and it goes to like 5 now.
Here's the same level.
Doubles
all the monster enhancers. So you have to have a monster enhancer, not the plus the other side. So that's
only plus 1.
So
yeah,
2. 3, 4, 5, 10, 11, 12, 13.
To your 14?
29. To my 29.
Yep, that'll do it.
Yep.
You suck, Rob.
I hate you.
But that was a very fast game.
Yeah.
About freaking time that worked.
So, question was, did you like playing with the faster rules?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Kind of. I'm all for games being faster.
Yeah, especially this with all of the things.
I didn't feel like this didn't feel like a repeat of Axe Cop where nobody got a chance to do anything.
Right.
Because the game was over so quick. I mean, this felt like everybody was a contender at one point or another.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I think
everybody except for Zach.
Well, he could have had one good.
I guess he did steal the Naginata.
Yeah,
and he made some really good plays.
Yeah, things going. That if you wouldn't have been so, like,
mean
level card, I could have got a couple more levels.
If I hadn't been so mean, is that what you're really saying, Zach?
No, I was talking to Rob.
Oh, level card.
Not you.
Oh, if I hadn't pulled
if you hadn't actually, like, finished the game, I had thoughts.
So if I hadn't done what you're supposed to do and try to win.
No.
Rodrigo needs to turn in his cards, too.
Oh, right.
Oh, sorry.
All right.
I totally lost interest.
All right, listeners, that wraps it up for this installment of Munchkin Land. Thank you for downloading and listening, and most importantly, thank you for sharing this with your friends. We have fun playing the game, and I hope you have fun listening. I think, I don't know where it falls in, but I have been receiving a lot of the emails from people letting me know what their sets they have, and so we'll be reading those on a future podcast or a future episode if we haven't done so already. And if we have done it already, go back and listen again and not make this statement totally wasted. Head over to MajorSpoilers.com. You can find all about the things that we do over there, including comic book reviews, movie reviews, TV reviews, an occasional game review.
Seriously, though, I really want somebody to go back and, like, write down who won
every
game, because I haven't been
keeping track either. And you'd think somebody like Rob would want to keep track of that stuff.
No.
Rob likes that momentary victory. For Rob,
he's not looking for long term.
No, I would venture to say that the real thrill for Rob is when his plan comes together, rather than necessarily winning, because Rob has thrown games.
So is he the Hannibal of the group? I love it when a plan comes together.
Kind of, yeah.
So does that make Zach?
Zach's
face man.
Face?
No, what was the other guy?
What did you
Matt
just
Murdock.
Oh.
And B.A. Baracus.
And B.A. Baracus.
Oh. Are there only three of them?
There's four. Hannibal. B.A.
Oh, right. Okay.
Face.
Yeah.
And Murdock.
Right.
Is this A-Team?
Yes.
Yes.
Welcome to the conversation.
God, Zach. Well, so, you know, he wasn't even alive in the
80s. You guys are so old.
There's a movie that came out recently.
What does that make me?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Probably Mad Murdock.
Oh, okay.
And me. Don't get me on a plane without Brando.
Right, right. Yes. Steven is definitely the Mr. T of the group.
What? I pity the fool that tries to beat me in Munchkin.
All right, the Munchkin.
Let's just wrap it up there. We will have something interesting next time. And remember, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.